Hi guys, good afternoon to everyone. If you are in parts of the world that is evening, good evening. My name is Tom, and I'm a tech evangelist with the Commercial Software Engineering Group. Today I'll be sharing a little bit on Windows 10 IoT and Azure IoT. So mainly the topic for today is the Internet of Things, and we'll be discussing how Windows come into the picture and how cloud comes into the picture as well. Can everybody hear me fine?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, that's great. So let's get started. First of all, what is an IoT solution? So I'll go through this very fast brief so that everyone is in the picture. Basically, anything that connects to the internet can be considered as IoT. IoT in short stands for Internet of Things. So it can be anything. And the main purpose of having IoT devices, be it for a business or for home use, is to have something that connects to the internet and provides you with some insights so that you can do some actions to it. So there are a lot more stuff that you can do with IoT. For example, there are several that is listed on the slide. It can be very enterprise to really, really consumer-ish, from controlling your lights at your home, like home automation, to really complicated stuff like deploying sensors in like a production floor factory, or even remote monitoring some devices located in remote areas of the world. So, what we are trying to do is basically we want to simplify IoT for everyone. So we want you guys to build secure, scalable solution without worrying too much on how to connect everything from protocol wise to have analytics dashboard and stuff like that. We want you to be able to provision at scale. We want to give you the flexibility of managing thousands, if not hundred thousands of devices at ease as well. Besides having the ability to manage them, we also want it to give you insights so that you can further improve on your business. So let's talk about how we started over at Microsoft. Everything started very simple. So we started with a project which is called Connected Cows. It's based on IoT. So what is interesting about this project is we basically put sensor tags on cows, and then we are trying to gauge when would be the best time for them to mate and stuff like that to give maximum production to farmers. So this has been extended to not just farming, but agriculture as well. And then soon, IoT started picking up, and a lot of people have solutions in like monitoring pet at home from connecting light bulbs and stuff like that. So everybody is actually innovating in the field. Everybody is doing it from consumer device, like the recent launch from Amazon, even from Microsoft as well. We use a lot of IoTs, and it can be used in a lot of industry and verticals and use cases as well. So basically, to give you an idea of what IoT is, but anything that connects to the internet and you can perform some actions to it, or you can just gather some analytics to it. So coming back to today's topic, we'll be talking about several things, which is basically these four. We'll start with Windows 10 IoT Core, which is Windows 10, but very much focused on IoT. What is it and stuff like that? How do you manage it? What are the benefits of it? We'll be talking a little bit about the components of the IoT in the cloud, mainly these four things: the IoT Hub, Stream Analytics, and whatnot. And then we'll move to an end-to-end solution, which is the IoT Suite. So here I'll show a demo on how you can connect everything together. And you can basically very easily manage it and use it to your organization as well. So it's not just a demo that Tom shows you today. And of course, before we conclude for the day, I'll be sharing what is next for IoT as well. So let's get started on the first topic, Windows 10 IoT. So what is Windows 10 IoT? Basically, Windows 10 IoT has several additions to it. Today, we'll be talking about the core. It's basically like a SKU of Windows. It's derived from Windows 10. And what we want to do is to give ability to devices from Intel Atom devices to Raspberry to all those smaller devices to have not full, but most of the capabilities that Windows offer, from having a very productive OS platform to enable you to have the device being trusted and to connect everything together. So to share with you some of the platforms that we have for IoT devices, which is on this slide itself. So if you are using the IoT devices for enterprise kind of scenario, be it a POS terminal or even ATM machines, kiosks, you'll be using Windows 10 IoT Enterprise. If it is on a handheld device for barcode scanning, it will be on IoT Mobile. And Windows 10 IoT Core basically sits on gateways, smaller device like Raspberry Pi and stuff like that. And then we also have the .NET Micro Framework, which we will not discuss today. That's for you to develop smart watches and wearable things that is based on IoT. So in a nutshell, this can be really confusing, but it's actually very, very simple. So just one thing, Windows 10 IoT is basically a derived version of Windows 10, and it allows you to install it on smaller devices. You can say it's basically a Windows embedded kind of environment. So first up is Windows 10 IoT Core. What is this? It's basically a version of Windows that allows you to install on, say, a Raspberry Pi, and it gives you a near full-fledged OS of Windows 10. So you can do RDP, you can remote it, you can monitor it, you can even build apps for it, apps that run in the background, run in the foreground, like kiosks and stuff like that. It's basically the same as Windows 10 IoT Enterprise, except the Enterprise will give you more features that an enterprise environment would have. For example, you can lock it down with BitLocker and whatnot. And of course, you have Win32 support, and you can have apps designed to run on it in a kiosk mode. So that is about the addition of Windows 10 IoT. So to share with you some sense of what tools and how to get start, I will just exit the slide presentation and show you a quick demo on my machine. Let me just switch to duplicate mode. Okay. So this first tool that we would use very, very frequent is the IoT dashboard. So this is a tool for you to manage your devices.
Dad, I don't think we can see your screen.
Oh, okay. Let me present again. Sorry. Can you guys see it now?
Yes.
Okay. So first up on the tools portion is the IoT dashboard. So this is a tool if you deploy IoT apps or even have devices that you would like to manage, you can use this dashboard for easier management. So I don't have any device connected to my machine at the moment, but you can see it basically lists names of devices, the type of it, the OS that it runs from, and some of the details like how you would be able to connect to them using IP addresses. So to show you guys some of the simple processes, it's actually very, very simple. So if you own a Raspberry Pi, or if you have a project that requires a Raspberry Pi as your board or your sensor, it's actually very, very easy to set up. Just select the type of it. We support several of them, from Qualcomm boards to Intel boards to some custom ones that if you if they have certain requirements that fit. Later on, I'll show you guys a website where it lists some hardwares that actually Microsoft have verified that we support. So you will select a device type, the OS that you want to use on it, and then just slot in an SD card, hit download and install, and Windows 10 IoT will be installed on your SD card. So the next thing that you want to do is to put in the SD card into your device and allow it to boot. So once it boot up, let me just switch back to my presentation. It will have something that looks like this. Let me just switch this. Okay, it should show now. Is it showing?
Yes.
Okay. So on the device, after you have booted up, you should be you will be greeted with this screen. So this is basically sort of like a Windows embedded kind of environment, which it will show you a few information about the devices, how you can connect to it, what's the IP address and stuff like that. You can even use command line to talk to it as well. So this is all very good and stuff. So you might have the question, what if I want to develop on this device itself? How do I get started? Do I write apps on Python? Do I write apps on other programming language, or how do I do this? So for Windows 10 IoT, right, we leverage on the Universal Windows Driver, which in other words, it's all based on the Universal Windows platform app. So any app that works on the Microsoft Store will work on the Windows 10 IoT enabled devices as well. So you can basically write an application in UWP and publish it in the store, or even publish in a private store and load it in the device itself. So you can say it's sort of like an embedded mode. It allows you to assign, get access to some system settings, some APIs for you to use. It also supports tasks that runs in the background. So if you are developing a kiosk kind of environment where you need some batch stuff that is working in the background over the night or over a couple of hours, you can do this as well. So it's not limited just to the UWP kind of environment. You can do background stuff as well. So next, let me give you a sense of how this will actually work. I'll quickly switch back to my desktop machine over here. Let me just duplicate it. It should show up in a bit. Are you guys able to see it?
Yes.
Okay. So here I would like to show you guys what I call a mall kiosk. So let me just enlarge this. Imagine my machine or the screen you see here is an actual kiosk that you can find in a mall or at a terminal. So this is a mall kiosk. This is me. If you guys are wondering how do I look like, this is me. So let's just have a scenario where you go to a mall, you don't know what you want to eat and stuff like that. And then you go up to a kiosk, it has a camera, and then it starts to take a picture of you. And let's try to take a picture of me myself. And it will give you a rough guess of age estimation. And then it will show you, not to say ads, but direction of what to do inside the shopping mall. So you walk up to a mall, you don't know what to do. The directory will actually show you what you can do at the mall. So it can display some like smart adverts to tell you which store has some discount and things like that. So this is the kind of environment where the app itself that this screen that I show you can actually run on a Raspberry Pi or even a lesser device that you can embed inside a kiosk. So all you need is that device and a screen, and you basically have a kiosk. And to develop on it, it's all based on UWP, the Universal Windows Platform. So that is basically Windows 10 IoT. Do we have any questions? Oh, before that, let me just share with you guys on the silicon board that it supports. So we actually work quite closely with the Raspberry Pi Foundation. So from the Raspberry Pi 2 and above, all of them are supported. You can install a Windows 10 IoT core on it. We also work closely with Intel. Some of the Intel boards and Qualcomm boards is supported as well. So for the full list of which device is supported, right? Probably I'll share a link post-presentation on the resources. So on this Microsoft site, it actually lists all the boards that we actually support out of box. It also gives you some features, comparison, like what are the memory, GPU, and some of the stuff that is there. The second thing that will be useful when selecting a hardware to run a Windows 10 IoT core is the sensors that comes with it. So there are some Wi-Fi dongles that Microsoft actually verified that it will work really well. Bluetooth dongle, camera, audio devices, and some other add-ons as well. So I'll share this link post-presentation. So if you guys have any projects that involve kiosk building, or anything that that revolves around the Windows 10 IoT kind of environment, you can actually have a look at this site to decide which hardware or how do you get started of developing this. So if you guys are developers that don't like the UI, there's also the IoT Device Explorer that doesn't have all this fancy thing. It allows you to just use the REST API to do a post to the device. So you can actually query the device, get a response from them and stuff like that. So this is possible as well. So there's an option between the UI version and of course using commands. If you were to build something in the background and you don't like to use the UI. So that is on Windows 10 IoT. Any questions from the floor before we move on? Meanwhile, let me just switch my display back to the extended mode. Okay, if there is no question, then let's proceed to the next one, which is the components that will allow us to talk to the cloud. So let me just quickly hit present. Okay. So Azure IoT, what is it? So just now I've shown you guys on the client side, if you wanted to build a device or a kiosk, that's how you get started. You can run UWP on a kiosk. But the next question is, how do I manage? How do I actually control the device? How do I provision the device? What are some of the controls I get? Or what are some of the more enterprise-ish kind of scenario that I can get out of the IoT kind of situation? So the best way to do it is to use Azure IoT. So this is kind of a reference architecture for Internet of Things that runs on Azure. It's not a necessary, again, I would like to stress, it is not a must to follow this kind of architecture, but it is sort of like a reference or like recommended architecture. So if you look at this picture itself, it may seem a little bit complicated, but don't worry, we won't talk about the whole entire thing, how it works and stuff like that. I won't bore you guys to death. We'll be spending a little bit time on what are some of these components that are quite important that you will use if you don't want to use this kind of full-fledged architecture. So the first one is the gateway to connect your client devices. So we have a, let's just imagine that you have a kiosk that you have already provisioned, you wrote an app that runs on it. So how do you make your app to talk to the cloud to give you analytics and some monitoring capabilities? So the way to do it is to use a gateway. So this is IoT Hub. So basically, IoT Hub allows you to have some telemetry. It allows you to message the device, the client device, from a cloud dashboard. It allows you to monitor the device as well, besides giving you the capability of managing the device, like on provisioning and remote controlling it. So once you have the IoT hub up and running, it basically allows you to quickly scale. If you want to provision 1,000 machine of the same kind, you can do it. It gives you authentication and security so that you can have a sense that all your connection is secured and there's, everything is actually being encrypted. There are also some open source protocol that we allow developers to actually work on. So this is basically Azure IoT Hub. Of some of the things I would just wanted to call out from this slide itself is cloud messaging. So imagine that you would want to ping your device, right? You can actually do so. And pinging your device, it can be actually a message or some response that the device sent off. It is a two-way communication. So some of those other gateways that allow you to do so will offer one-way communication, meaning you can only stream analytics or stream stuff out of the device, but you couldn't provide command out of it. But using IoT Hub, you can actually do two-way communication. And because the IoT Hub is developed with open source in mind, so there are a lot of protocols that we actually support natively. So you can use different SDKs as long as they fall inside the communication protocol, you should be able to do some interesting stuff out of the devices. So even though the device is not being listed at the website that I showed you guys earlier, you can actually use those as well. So moving on, the next thing that is quite useful is stream processors. So in the Microsoft world of things, it's called the Azure Stream Analytics. If you look at this architecture, it's basically this middle circle over here, Azure Stream Analytics. So what is Azure Stream Analytics? A quick nutshell about Stream Analytics is basically it's an ingestion engine. So it takes all of your events or all of the connections coming in from IoT Hub, from Event Hub, from other various sources. It can even pull. It can even have stuff coming in from databases, from blobs and stuff like that. So Stream Analytics will process all of this thing in real time, and then allows you to leverage on its API to do some dashboarding, analytics analysis, or even push it to another kind of a database for storage. So it's actually very, very useful. So while I won't drill down on this much because of the lack of time, but I'll send you guys a reference of what this is and how you can actually get started. So the next important component is storage. So here on the Microsoft side of things again, that's Azure Storage. So Azure Storage, quickly in a nutshell, is basically a very scalable, highly available kind of a storage solution. There are different parts to it, but all of this storage, you can actually leverage on different open source development tool, not just the .NET C# kind of environment. You can use Java, Node, or Python, or any language that support REST to develop on it. So the service includes several kind of storage: disk storage, file storage, blob storage, tables and queues. Basically, it allows you to store stuff on the Azure cloud and allows you to manipulate the stuff as well. So you can basically say, I want to stream my data or my logs into, let's say, a container in the cloud, and then do some data massaging of it, or even do some queries of it. You can do so. So that's on the storage portion. Moving on very quickly, it would be analytics and machine learning. So after you have your gateway sending data to a stream processor, and then you store it somewhere. So the next thing is to gain some insights of whatever that you actually have. So that is on the analytics and machine learning portion highlighted in green, this architecture. So this is actually quite new. It's launched several months ago, which is called the Azure Time Series. So the Azure Time Series actually allows you to have a quick overview of your data. And these are all based on machine learning algorithms. So if you wanted to use custom machine learning algorithm, you can as well. If you don't want to, you just want to have the time series kind of data learning, you can. So all of this is available to you without actually needing a lot of data scientists to work with your data. So all of this thing, it's actually quite nice to have as an individual component. So what if you actually wanted to get started very, very easy? Is there any way easy that I can get started without going to the trouble of hiring and stuff like that? Actually, there is. So that brings us to our next topic, which is the Azure IoT Suite. So the Azure IoT Suite, as the name sounds, is basically a suite of things that allows you to quickly use the IoT solutions in the cloud. So these are kind of like a templates that allow you to do a lot of things. They are actually deployable with a one-click kind of option, or even customized to your needs if you wanted to. Some of the stuff that that involve in the suite, which are listed over here, like device connectivity and management. You can ingest data, give some commands and control over it. We have like stream processors to ingest stuff. And then after that, of course, we will have some automations to glue everything together and give you a nice visualization of dashboard. So all of this thing may seem a little bit overwhelming or really, really complicated, but it's actually not. So we have also a very simple pre-configured solutions, which are quite useful. So if you are at a business scenario where you need remote monitoring for your IoT farm, you can actually leverage on the IoT suite to do this. And later on, after two slides, I'll show you guys a quick demo on how you can actually leverage on the IoT suite to your business. So besides remote monitoring, there's also predictive maintenance, which allows you to have some predictive capabilities based on your IoT farm and the data that comes off it. And I'll show you guys something new that we launched a few weeks back, which is the connected factory suite as well. So very quick on the get-go before we go into the demo, just to highlight again, why Azure IoT Suite? Some of the customers really love this because of security. So when you provision devices and being managed from the Azure cloud, right, it gives you that sense of enterprise-grade security, as all of our data centers are actually strictly compliant to different regions, zones, and countries' law and regulations. So all of your connection, you can be rest assured that it's secured, encrypted, and everything is being managed properly. Another thing that people really liked about the IoT suite is you can basically accelerate your time to value. What I mean by this is, if you wanted to have like visual analytics, or if you have an IoT farm, you can best leverage on whatever you have and use all those analytics that comes with it to your, how do I put this? To your needs. So sorry, I'm just out of words. So this kind of solution that you can deploy quickly, right, it gives you a complete sense of what you can do with your farm. So before going to the demo, right, let me just show you guys what kind of stuff that you can actually do with this pre-configured solution. So this is, again, not a fixed kind of architecture, but some of those, pre-configured suites follow this kind of architecture. So let me just quickly explain some of the flows that goes through it. Of course, you have your army of devices that is running, and then the data itself all of these devices is actually managed by the IoT Hub, and you have everything being streamed to Stream Analytics, the Stream Analytics processor that we talk about. And all of them will go through a web job and go through some kind of business logic. Of course, this will include Stream Analytics going to databases where you can store those data, and then you can apply some machine learning algorithms into the solution to give you insights as well. So let me just quickly show you guys a quick demo of this. Okay, I'll switch my screen. Let me know if you guys can see my screen. Can you guys see my screen?
Yes, now we can.
Okay. So Azure IoT Suite, if you wanted to understand more about how those solutions work in different industry verticals, you can actually look it up. There's actually white papers detailing on why we do all these things and why we have all those architecture design in place. But for people that really want to get started really, really quick, you can actually visit this link, azureiotsuite.com. So what this website actually allows you to do is to quickly create pre-configured solutions. So if we click on the plus button over here, it will load up a few scenarios where you can actually quickly provision a solution. So just now we have shared a little bit on remote monitoring. If you would want to deploy or play around with remote monitoring solutions, that's here. If you wanted to play around with predictive maintenance, connected factories, it's here. So, but for today's demo purposes, let's just quickly go to connected factories. So what I'll do is I'll quickly click select, and there's only like three things I need to fill in. I'll just need to give it a name. I'll just quickly give it a name. It must be a unique name. If there's nobody in the world that is using the same name, I should get a green tick. And then I'll select a subscription. So this account have only one subscription, but just select your subscription. And you would want to select your region as well. So after having all of this thing checked, right, you can just quickly click the create solution button, which will provision the solution. It might take 5-10 minutes depending on which kind of scenarios that you click on. But like all the cook shows that you see on TV, I actually have the farm provision earlier ahead of time. So I just wanted to go through some of the stuff that when you click create and provision solution, right, what is created for you. So as you can see, it's actually created a resource, a group, which group a bunch of resources. So you have stuff like virtual machines that runs it, and then you have some network interfaces that glues all those connections together. You get a virtual network for those components to talk together. You also get a storage account, which you saw just now in the that architecture slide where it stores stuff in the DB, and then of course you get a IoT hub kind of dashboard where you can play around with it. As I mentioned, everything is very, very secured with Azure. We actually give you a key vault for you to manage all those encryption keys so that you can actually securely communicate with your devices that is provisioned. We also have the time series insights being provisioned if you are using the connected factory scenario. So this is basically what you get when you provision the resource. So unfortunately, my other account that has the full-fledged solution running ran out of credit. So today I can't show you the real-time demo of this connected factory solution, but I'll just walk through some of the screenshots. It's actually very similar. So first question is, what is a connected factory solution? So the connected factory solution basically is a scenario where you have a production plant, you have some OPC servers on the production line machines, and then they are connected through sensors, and you can actually use this solution to remote monitor or even talk to all these machines. So very fast at the get-go, this is what you would see. There's some production lines in different parts of the world. You will see some of the statuses of the production line. It can be an error, it can be an alert, it can tell you if the production line is not running to its full capacity. It has that as well. It will also give you a dashboard where it shows you your operation efficiency. It shows you your machine availability, its performances and stuff like that. It also shows you some key performance indicator, the KPIs of your machine, like energy consumption and stuff like that. So all of these things is not created by Microsoft as just demo. It's actually following the industry standard. So if you would like to understand more about it, you can actually check out the white paper that lists how you can actually get custom configuration of all these machines. So for customers that say, hey, you know what, I have a production line running, I just need a solution that runs just automatically off whatever I have, I don't have to buy like machines and stuff, you can actually show them this solution and have it custom connected to the Azure IoT suite, and you'll have the similar kind of dashboard and alerts matrices as well. So the next screenshot I would like to share with you guys is actually the time series. So if you look at this red square over here, it shows you some of the statistics that it has run in the last hour, last 24 hours, the last 7 days. So these are basically insights, or the data being generated is being tabulated in tables and line graphs. So with all this data, right, you can actually use the time series insight to get some insights out of it, whether your machine is actually performing up to the maximum efficiency, whether you have some errors, whether it's not performing well. You can actually see some of it here. So I'll give you a very simple walkthrough scenario where you can actually derive useful information out from this graph. So let's say you already have this dashboard configured in the back. So suddenly it shows you an alert. Hey, the energy consumption for your machine at production line one is not at its optimum level. So it's not consuming the energy that it's supposed to consume. Maybe it's consuming like 60% of the energy. Maybe something is wrong. So it will show you that alert. And when you see that alert, right, you can actually click in that alert, and you can actually check the time series graph, whether it's performing, let's say 100 or 99% efficiency rate, is consuming 99% of energy in the past, let's say 6 hours, and suddenly it dropped. So something must be wrong. So you can actually click into the device itself. Let's see, yep. So you can actually click into the device itself from the suite. So if you go to the alert, you can actually click in and then it shows you this image where you can remote control to a device. So again, all these things is secured by the Azure cloud. So you'll just need an endpoint where you expose to your this IoT suite solution. You press connect and it'll give you a list of capabilities or a list of stuff that you can do on this machine. It's basically give you a remote kind of control to a big production plant kind of machine. So it shows you several stuff on a get-go, like some diagnostic of it. If you want to send data to and fro on it, you can as well. It gives you some energy consumption, the pressure that runs out of it. It gives you some information about the cycle that the machine runs. So if you get an alert from the dashboard, right, one of those items will show a yellow or even a red indicator here. Then once you connect to the machine, you can actually click in the indicator, and with just a click of a button, you can reduce the pressure, increase the cycle, do some simple basic maintenance of the machine remotely. You don't have to send an engineer to maintain it per se. So all of those stuff you can actually get by connecting your machines in the production line to the IoT suite. So you get a very nice map as well if you leverage on the connected factory suite. So because we have a scenario where we imagine that the customers will have multiple production plants across not just the country, even the world. So you can actually have data coming in from different parts of the world, and you can set different alerts coming in if some of those production line fails. You can even drill down to the production line machine, which is really specific, and perform what I've mentioned just now, which is to remote control some of the machines and have some of the very basic maintenance kind of commands being executed. So this next screenshot basically shows you some of the servers that is connected to the suite itself. So you can connect assembly servers and stuff like that to this. Okay, so let's quickly move back to the PowerPoint deck. But before we continue, is there any questions from the floor? No question? Okay, let's continue. So why Azure IoT Suite? Basically, it's flexibility. So as Microsoft embraced the great open source community, we actually enable a lot of our solutions to work with devices that uses open protocol or even protocols that everybody is using. So not only that, it works with different devices as well, different operating systems. If you have developers developing in different languages even, you can actually leverage to develop on this as well. So besides some of the stuff that you can develop in-house, the Azure IoT Suite also works with different business solution providers. For example, if you want to integrate it with SAP, you can. If you wanted to integrate it with Salesforce, you can as well. So all of those stuff are very good in terms of integration. So if you want quick dashboard analytics, there's also the Power BI. Even you can publish a nice dashboard on the Azure App Service as well. So that will be on the flexibility part. So let's go to some customer scenario examples. So some of those, okay, this is actually on the time series. This is actually on time series. So why do I even need machine learning to manage my big data per se? So some of the customer scenarios that leverage on machine learning is to have, again, predictive kind of capabilities. Some of them even detect different anomalies in settings, in anomalies in data values. And then once that is detected, you can actually generate an alert and alert some of your production team that will send in the maintenance guy to check out of it. So all of these things can be enabled by using machine learning, and it's being made easy with the Azure time series. So let me just share with you before we go to what's next. Some of the Azure time series, it gives you some graphs and charts of some of the key indicators, some of them being temperature of a machine, some of them being some data anomalies from the machine. Is it reaching its maximum capacity based on what you have in the past, say, 6 hours, 1 week, or even the past month? Is it showing some anomalies? If it is, then alert me. So you can actually do all these kind of things with the time series. So I see a question in the IM window. Is it available in China now? That I am not sure, but because the reason being this is in China, Azure works a little bit different from the rest of the world. So some of the service might not be available in China. Some of them are. So there's also workarounds for this one as well. So we have seen customer that deploys the IoT suite solution for parts that they don't have availability in the China data centers. People actually create either a hybrid form that is on-premise, or even source to use the other local cloud providers in China to have this capability. And because the IoT suite is designed in a way that it works with a lot of open approaches, so a lot of time the workarounds will work. It's just needing some extra effort in making sure. So I can actually check for you later on whether this the connected factory kind of scenario, or even the other predictive maintenance kind of scenario, works in Azure China or not. Any other questions before we move on to what is next? Okay, if there's no questions, let's move on to what is next. So what is next for IoT? What is next for Microsoft? What is your strategy? It can be summarized in this just one slide. So basically, if you look at this slide, right, this is how we tackle the IoT kind of situation. So on the very get-go, I mean, if we move down to the bottom part at the very beginning of the food chain, we have a lot of IoT ecosystem and partnership with different vendors. We are leveraging on the open source community a lot. So rest assured, if there's a new protocol being developed, sometime down the road, it will be supported in Azure as well. We work with a lot of partners implementing solutions, a lot of SI as well. We also work with a lot of devices manufacturers to certify some of the device to make it compatible with the solutions that you can quickly deploy or quickly leverage using the Microsoft stack. So that is on the ecosystem. So on devices, gateways, and OS, of course, we are constantly improving how we tackle the IoT device, be it using the Windows 10 IoT core. If you have the environment that requires you to run Microsoft Stack kind of services on a device, you can leverage on Windows 10 IoT core. If you have simple devices like sensors that requires you to stream data, to send stuff, you can leverage on the open source SDKs like Node, Python, or the other languages as well to quickly get started. It doesn't matter, as long as your device have REST API, it can talk to the cloud, it supports some of the protocols that allows you to manage different devices in the IoT farm, there is a workaround, or even it works out of box as well. So up from the devices, we also have the platform as a service layer, where we want to enable you to quickly provision stuff like smart buildings, location-based services. So we also have solutions that, we also have solutions that are based on the cognitive services, which will be shared from my colleague 2 days from now in his session. So if you have solutions that requires artificial intelligence, if you have solutions that require you to do some logistics management, but it's based off some of the AI portions, or even some of those big data analytics kind of tool, you can use as well. So we are actually supporting that. And for folks that actually wants less management and more abstract layer, you can actually use the Azure IoT Suite, like what I've shared with you guys over screenshot. Sorry that I couldn't show you the real demo today, but it works very, very similar to what the screenshots are. So if you have customers telling you that I have machines that is running in the production line, and then I just wanted to test whether this solution supports it or not, you can quickly provision the Azure IoT Suite and then swap out some of the machine controllers that is there with the Azure IoT Suite ones. They are guides, walkthroughs, and ways of how to do it. It's actually very, very simple. All of it is being documented. I can actually send over some of those documentations as well, post this presentation. So on the items that is coming soon, we are introducing IoT Central. So this is a full-fledged managed IoT SaaS solution by Microsoft. We allow you to provision devices in a way that is very similar to how you would provision resources in the cloud. So I don't have much to share on this one, but it's basically on, it will be on preview very, very soon. So make sure you guys look out for this if you guys are looking for a solutions that is based on a managed solution that you don't have to worry too much on managing all those devices and stuff like that. So on the recent announcement and innovations, these are some of the stuff that just came out hot from the oven. Like I've mentioned, the Azure IoT Suite Connected Factory is just out. That one have machine learning, or what we call the time series analytics, being integrated to it. That is new to the addition of the family of remote monitoring and predictive maintenance. We also have innovations on the front of IoT Hub. So there are several enhancement and addition that is on the topic of cross platform. I can of course share with you guys the details of it as well, if you are looking into using IoT Hub to manage your hundreds and thousands of millions of devices, if not. We also announced IoT Hub routing. This is actually very useful if you have devices that requires a good connection that doesn't allow you to, okay, put it in a way that it works as sort of like an edge kind of IoT device, where it can do offline and it can do online communications without too much of a management. So if you don't want that device to be 100% or fully connected to the cloud, you can actually leverage on this new advancement as well. So next would be device provisioning. We have made it very, very simple and easy to do that as well. And of course, there's the Azure IoT Edge that allows you to do the hybrid kind of management. So that is basically on the recently announced one. There's also the stuff that will come pretty, pretty soon. Some of them are in preview. Things like security program for Azure IoT. So this is basically a suite which allows you to do like advanced threat protection of your IoT farm and things like that. So these are still in public preview. It's not general available yet, but that's that. So given the time constraint, I think that would be the end of my presentation. If you guys got any question, you can still ask in the IM window. If not, you can drop me an email, or I can provide a means of communication if you guys have any questions to ask. And with that, I will pass back to Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Tam. So I just wanted to remind everybody that we still have two sessions going on tomorrow at 4 p.m. and on Friday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, we'll be covering advanced AI. And on Friday, we'll be covering cognitive services. Yes, feel free to reach out if anything comes up. Hopefully, we'll catch you tomorrow on the webinar as well. Thank you, Tam.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody, for listening.